Due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and open to the public by following the instructions on the agenda. We'll start off with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of
the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's long-standing policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 6, 2020. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. The roll call. Council members Birdsall. Catalano.
Here. Present.
Keeler.
Yeah, present.
Sexton.
Here.
Bruni.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
And Mayor Kelly's on the line also. All right, well, I think first up, I assume, is our chief, our two chiefs, are they both on?
I am here.
All right, well, we just want to start off with a big thank you. Back on July 1st, as everyone knows, there was a pretty serious accident in Monmouth Beach, and a young pedestrian, Olivia, was walking across Ocean Avenue and was struck by a car. And it was dark out, and as horrible as that was, the only good luck was that our chief was in the car following the one that was in the accident and witnessed the accident. So she'd been thrown pretty far and was obviously hurt. And luckily our chief, who was traveling with his son, who was off duty, but he got out of his car right away and was able to stop traffic because it was a pretty serious situation there, and she could have easily been run over had our chief not acted. And luckily she went to the Jersey Shore that night, but she has been recovering. And also, if Chad is on the phone, he's also he's a sergeant on our police department, but he's also our fire chief, and he was first to respond to the scene once Brett called that in. So he also helped with all the coordination and the investigation and everything else, first aid. So, first of all, I'm very happy Olivia is recovering nicely. And as it was, she's very lucky. And thankfully for us, we had two of our finest there to help out that night. You know, the angels were watching. So we just wanted to say to Olivia that we're happy she's recovering, but also equally important is to thank our chief of police and also our fire department chief for everything they did to help out that night. I mean, they would do it under normal circumstances anyway, but you know, we all know that we have outstanding police department, fire department, first aid folks are great, OEM is solid. So we just wanted to thank them for all of their efforts. And it turned out to be a good night after that accident. So, I just want to say to Brett and to Chad, thanks a lot, gents. And
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you both.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you both.
Yeah,
right.
It was good. Congratulations. It was a good day. It was all right.
Yeah, and thanks again, Brett. I know it's you've seen a lot of things as being on the force as long as you're being our chief, but I know that pretty much was one of the most serious things we've seen. So, thank God you're there and you jumped on it right away. So that said that it mitigated what was happening there. That was great of you.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very good, Chief.
All right, Jack. Thanks.
I don't know if Dan is on the phone yet. I spoke to him earlier. Dan Chernofsky, he joined Seabright Police Department as a special and as a dispatcher back in 2003. and then I believe in 2010, he became a full-time patrolman and eventually became a detective and head of OEM for us. So he's been, he was on our police force for quite a while, and then he took a position with the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office. So he did a great job while he's with us here, and we just wanted to acknowledge his service here while he was on the force and to thank him for everything he did for us. Just so when I was working with just an OEM, you know, it was easy to work with him, and he was a great guy to work with, very helpful. And we know he'll do a great job at the county level. But, you know, this isn't a traditional retirement, but he did take a move and took a new position. So we just want to thank him for his time with us and for doing a great job. And Dan, if you're on the call right now, thanks again, buddy. I mean, I'll see you around quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm here, man. Thank you. I'm not sure if you can hear me. I'm actually standing outside, but okay. I appreciate your fine thoughts there.
Awesome. That's good. Thanks for everything, Dan. Thanks for doing such a good job all those years. And continue good luck at the county level. You do great.
Definitely. I'll always be around if you guys need anything. You have my number.
Thank awesome. You.
Thanks,
best wishes.
Thank you. Hey, Mayor, if I can just point out, you know, this is one of the down points of having to do these virtual meetings, is that normally this would be done in person, and the appreciation, they'd get a standing ovation from all of us. So, but we're trapped in this virtual world. So Chad, Brett, and Dan, you know, we love all three of you, and thank you guys so much for everything you do for our town in Halftime. And hopefully once we get back to normal, you know, we can do all this in person again and say thank you in person. So sincerely, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. And that comes from the whole governing body, of course, and everybody on this call. You know, thank you guys for everything done.
Best wishes going forward, Dan.
Thanks, Jack.
We'll send you all the stuff, everybody.
What's that?
We'll send Dan all the tough cases.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, thanks again, guys. So next up on the agenda is just a proclamation for Hunger Action Month. We just wanted to issue that just to remind everybody of all the hard work they do at the two counties combined. There's an organization, Fulfill, that currently, especially during the time of COVID, I believe they are feeding upwards of 217,000 or so residents of Ocean and Monmouth County. So formerly that was known as the food bank, but they do some great work, and they are all about educating the public as to the importance of it, of what they do, and the need for organizations such as theirs. So we just wanted to make that proclamation tonight. Next up will be remarks from the audience. Anyone who is on the call on the public, anyone who addressed the governing body, just please state your name and your address, and you have up to 3 minutes to address the governing body. So is there anybody on this call who would like to be heard?
Yes, please, Mayor. Jody Bieber, 12 Tradewinds Lane. On behalf of my family, I would like to also extend our gratitude to our police department and our fire department. Our grandchildren were staying with us during the COVID quarantine, and the firemen and the police officers were kinder than could have been expected. And to think that we have moved into a town that is so community-minded makes us feel that much safer. So we just want to extend, on behalf of our family, more gratitude for the great work that our police and firefighters do, and thank them for welcoming us into the Seabright family. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Jody. Very nice of you.
Yes, very nice.
Anybody else in the call like to be heard? All right, hearing no one else, we'll move on to our consent agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the items on this consent agenda?
I'll make that motion, Mayor.
I'll second.
Council members, Virgil's not here, correct?
I'm sorry?
No.
Is Kevin on the call right now?
I don't think so.
Okay. Council members Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Eckstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right. Consent agenda is approved. On to ordinances. Ordinance number 8-2020, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 3, Administrative Code of the Code of the Borough of Seabright, providing for stipends for elected officials. Would anyone like to make the motion to introduce this ordinance?
I'd like to make a motion to introduce that, Mayor.
All right, Trella.
I'll second.
I'll second.
All right, Jack. All right, council members Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Eckstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
No.
All right, the motion is introduced. On to individual action under new business. We have vouchers in the amount of $1,457,173.58. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve this voucher list?
I would like to ask a couple of questions before we approve it. A couple of items on there. The DeCessa Engineering, $12,860 to maintain our air conditioners that are brand new. A little bit of I think with air conditioners under warranty, we should be entering into that contract.
I don't think Joe's on the call yet.
Joe's there. I can see him.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't know if we can. Joe, I don't know if you can speak to that. I'm sure there's a reason for it.
I can only say that they want an annual maintenance contract to come in, routinely maintenance the equipment, because we called them in one time without the equipment, and it was nearly $4,000 for a maintenance. We are the owners of the property. We need a maintenance contract, and that's what the cost of the maintenance contract is. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable to me.
I mean, you could buy an air conditioner for $20,000, the same size that are on the roof, and we're paying $12,800 to have the filters changed a couple times a year. Whatever. Vote.
I'm not too sure about the pricing, but I do know from my own experience with having an inline generator that I did try to go without these type of a contract. I tried to maintain it on my own, and when I needed it a couple of times, it didn't work. I think this is a borough facility. I think we need these machines to work all the time. And if there is a problem, I think we need to have somebody on top of it immediately, make sure it's running. Maybe we can do something about the price. I'm not sure, but like Joe just gave us an example of one visit was $4,000. So they also have a business to run. So I'm sure they're protecting themselves. But I don't think we need something like this in place for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, and I think that I'm assuming John wants to make sure we're getting a few quotes to make sure we're doing it properly so we get the best price for that. That's understood and, you know, agreed to. But yeah, you know, we obviously need maintenance every year because I think, I don't want to speak about, but my own business and a home have had issues with HVAC systems also this year. So it's a pretty common thing, but, you know, to John's point, I guess I'm sure we're getting quotes, but that being said, we can double check for next year.
Joe, did we get other quotes just as a comparison?
Well, this is the manufacturer's warranty. Sean and Dave had put this together and recommended it. They looked at other people and they've come forward and said this is the deal we ought to accept. So I'm relying on my professionals that are telling me that this is what we ought to move forward with.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. Has anyone made a motion yet to approve the bachelor list? I don't recall.
I'll make the motion. Sam.
All right, second.
Second.
All right. Council members Catalano?
Yes.
Healer?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Schwartz?
Yes.
All right, the bachelor's approved. All right, we're on to mayor and council committee comments. Once again, anyone on the council, if you want to make any comments about your respective committees, now is your time. Just mention a name first, if you don't mind, and then just speak freely. Anybody like to speak, make any comments?
Hey, Mayor, Mark Lexstein. I just wanted to clarify or follow up on one comment which was made during our workshop. When we were going over Anchorage Park or Shrewsbury River Park, I have a lot of problems calling it Shrewsbury River Park. It's Anchorage Park to me. There was some discussion about the gazebo or the pavilion, whatever it was, and there had been some confusion as to whether there had been a change of the structure from what the council's been previously reviewing or not, and what's previously been presented to the public. And at the end of the day, Frank Lawrence did send out the images. It's exactly the same thing that we've always been talking about. There's been no change. It's just a change in terminology as to what it is, but it's the exact same structure. And I just wanted to clarify that for the records so that everybody knew.
All right, thanks for the clarification on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to thank Frank Lawrence for all his hard work in putting that thing together. He's done a really great job.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Mark, anything else?
I'd just like to thank Frank also. He was a big part of getting that fence in that looks really nice. The black one that we just put in, I think it was yesterday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I just want to thank DPW, did a great job, and I just want to thank them also.
Yep. Sounds good, Sam. Excellent. Thanks, Sam.
We did at the workshop meeting, we went over the numbers, and they're doing an incredible job up there. It's amazing. The beach is packed probably 5 days to 6 days a week, like it was a weekend. And they're controlling the crowd. I don't see any arguments, no big lines. It's a real testament to Don and his crew, and I want to thank them.
Yeah, thanks a lot, John. We all agree with you on that one. It's been under some strange circumstances this year, they've done an outstanding job. So we're very lucky.
Yeah, I want to add my name to that. Don's done a great job, and the people working for him. You too, John.
Yeah, thanks, Jack.
I just have one thing, just an update on the court. Carol Smith called me and said that Rumson has extended their offer for our use of their facility for court until the end of December, and possibly they'll go into January. And by then we should have an idea where Oceanport is with their new building. So we're good until at least December at Rumson.
That sounds good, Jack. Thanks.
Yeah, I went over to one meeting. It's in virtual meeting, but there's a lot of work because they're dealing with different people who are not familiar with how to handle telephones and all that, and plus different lawyers, so they're back and forth. It's quite a bit of work. And the Rumson staff there were very pleasant and very helpful.
That's great, Jack. Thanks. Anyone else have any comments on the council?
Councilman Rooney, just like to make a comment about our education situation. We haven't spoken about it lately, but I do want the residents of Seabright to know that we are continuing to work very hard on our situation that we have with Shore Regional. And hopefully in the next couple of months, we'll be hearing some good things. But I do want you to know that we have not stopped for a minute on trying to correct this situation. Other than that, I think the town is just truly amazing, and it's a team effort right now, what we're doing with the outside dining. I think we've done a very good job with that, helping the businesses. I've talked to a couple of the business owners. They really appreciate what we've done there. It's definitely increased their volume, which is going to help them to get into the fall. And just like we've all been saying, you know, Fred Freeman, Chad Murphy, or everybody, you guys are just doing a great job. Don Klein, even today. I mean, our parking lot, I'm not sure exactly what time it was, but we were full by 10 o'clock, 10:30, yeah. Which is, it's a Tuesday. I mean, and there really wasn't much traffic. You know, so Seabright is on the map for sure.
I just want to add one thing. I'm talking to the chief. The five new officers are now with us and out of the academy, and he said they're working out very well. And they went right into work, so they're very, very busy. So I tip my hat to the chief and also to the fire department. And first aid, they've been on a number of calls, and their quick response is amazing. So, again, hats off.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, we all agree with you. Anyone else on the council have any comments? All right, I will just give a nice big progress for myself. You know, that was a good meeting. I'm glad everything's going well for everybody. And we do not have an executive session tonight. So unless anyone else has any other comments, we can make the motion to adjourn the meeting. Any last comments before we make the motion?
Wow, that was short.
Yeah, some are short.
Very good, John. Well,
effective though. Short but effective, John.
Sounds good. I'll make the motion.
All right, anyone?
I'll second it.
So anyways, all right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have a good week, everybody.
All right, good night.
Good night.
Bye.